Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump visited central Wisconsin over the weekend. His campaign is trying to maintain its hold on rural voters in the state. It's Monday, September 9th, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, some Republican state lawmakers are calling for changes to an agreement governing the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. And the State Department of Natural Resources has released its final environmental impact statement on Line 5 in northern Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Wisconsin Today makes staying current on Wisconsin news easy. You can enjoy these 10 minutes of statewide news with context thanks to community support. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump sought to fire up supporters in central Wisconsin with a campaign rally on Saturday. As Rob Mentzer reports, Trump's strategy relies on high margins for the GOP in rural areas.
Trump addressed thousands at the central Wisconsin airport. It was his first visit to the region since 2020. Rural Wisconsin tends to vote lopsidedly for Republicans, and some attendees at the event drove for hours to be there. At the rally, Trump said Democratic candidate Kamala Harris is trying to seem moderate on issues like crime. He said voters shouldn't be fooled.
They don't love the police. They're radical left Marxists, and that's what she is. And she's got to be, it's not even believable. The whole thing is, it's not believable.
In a press conference before the rally, Wisconsin Democrats said Trump's proposed tariffs would raise costs to American families by $4,000 per year. Rob Mentzer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Some Republican state lawmakers are calling for changes to an agreement governing a notorious youth detention facility. Their request follows a fatal attack in June against Corey Pure, who worked at the Lincoln Hills Youth Prison. In a letter to a federal judge last month, more than a dozen state legislators argued provisions in the consent decree, like a ban on pepper spray, put staff like Pure in danger. ACLU attorney Tim Muth rejected those assertions. Muth helped file a civil rights lawsuit over conditions at the youth prison, which ultimately led to that consent decree.
35 states, including Wisconsin, have outlawed the use of pepper spray in juvenile facilities. To have Wisconsin go backwards would be going against, recognized best practices.
In his response to legislators, Judge James Peterson indicated he has no plans to change the consent decree. The State Department of Natural Resources has released a final environmental impact statement on a $450 million pipeline project. As Danielle Kading reports, an energy firm wants to reroute its oil and gas pipeline around the Bad River Tribe's reservation.
Enbridge wants to reroute Line 5 41 miles around the reservation after the tribe sued the company to shut down the pipeline there. In a nearly 900-page document, the DNR notes the project would cross 186 waterways and disturb 101 acres of wetlands. The agency says the findings will inform decisions on whether to grant multiple permits for the project. Earth Justice attorney Stephanie Sosi represents the tribe. She says they're still reviewing the document.
We still have serious concerns about the impact that this project will have on the Bad River Band Reservation, on the people, on the cultural resources, and on the watershed.
An Enbridge spokesperson said the company would avoid or minimize environmental impacts. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Human remains have been discovered in two rivers, but police are not saying whether it could be a boy who's been missing for months. The remains were found Saturday by a hunter, according to the Manitowoc County Sheriff's Office. The sheriff's office says testing is underway to determine the identity of the deceased, but did not comment on the race, sex, or age. 4-year-old Elijah Vu was reported missing in late February by 39-year-old Jesse Vang, boyfriend of Vu's mother, Katrina Bauer. Both Vang and Bauer remain in jail related to charges of child neglect. The sheriff's office says it will be a, quote, lengthy process to determine the identity of the remains found on Saturday. And At least 27 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes so far this year in Wisconsin. The Department of Natural Resources says the state is on track to surpass the 32 deaths reported last year. The DNR says most victims were not wearing a helmet and more than half were not wearing a seatbelt. Alcohol was also a factor in at least 5 deaths, and results are pending in 14 investigations. Paul Hagen has been riding for decades, and he's the former president of the ATV-UTV Club in Rhinelander. He says alcohol has always been an issue.
Moderation is really important, and if you can't do that, you really don't belong out on the trails or out on a road driving around.
Last year, a bipartisan group of state lawmakers introduced a bill to make it legal to carry open containers of alcohol while driving ATVs and UTVs on trails and public roads. However, that bill failed to advance in the legislature. And finally, the state's audit committee is reviewing the operations of 2 state agencies. Corrine Hess reports it will prioritize analyzing the Department of Public Instruction over the Department of Natural Resources.
The Joint Legislative Audit Committee voted along party lines to review DPI and the DNR's Fish and Wildlife account. The DNR account has a $16 million budget shortfall. Committee co-chair Senator Eric Wimberger told Wisconsin Today the DNR shortfall could be caused by a decline in the number of hunters and anglers.
Like the DPI audit, where I think that there's some wrongness going on, and we're going to follow a particular path.
Republicans want to analyze how DPI monitors school district finances. This comes after Milwaukee Public Schools failed to submit audits for 2 years. The failure resulted in the district losing $80 million in state funding. DPI says it will cooperate with the audit and follow any recommended changes. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
By the way, in case you're not a football fan, the Green Bay Packers played the first ever NFL game in South America on Friday night. They ended up losing to the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love was hurt, but it does not look like he'll be out for the rest of the season. So that is some good news for Packer fans. That'll do it for this Monday. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. We're back in your podcast feed again tomorrow morning, so just hit subscribe and we'll show up automatically. Until then, have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.